Hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. This is a podcast where we're just going to chat. And if you're listening to this right now, then maybe you're a teenager, or maybe you're around my age. You're getting older, and you're looking back and wondering, okay, maybe my life could have been a little bit different. And I get that. We're all reminiscing in our own ways. But either way, I'm glad you're here. And we're going to be talking about something that I think about quite often. You know, it's what I wish I knew when I was a teenager, or maybe things that I would change if I was to go back. And I have a little list here. I made a list of 5 things. And before I get into this list, I want to preface by saying, I feel like a lot of people would say that, you know, going back as a teenager, this doesn't matter, or I would stop focusing on this. But honestly, I think if I were to go back, or if you were to go back, and just like not care or not focus on things, or like stop being anxious or stop caring about what others think, like then you would set yourself up for a very, very dark future if you were to change who you were. It's like when you're getting older, okay? I'm 28 now, and all my friends grew up saying, I will be nothing like my parents. And now I look around and every guy looks like their dad and every girl looks like their mom. You know, we ask about the weather. We make dad jokes, we worry about finances, and it's not because your parents talk like that or your parents are lame. It's because we're growing up. This is all a part of growing up, and it's the same with being a teenager. It's the same with being younger. You're in this phase of growing up. So my list is not going to be things of, oh, you know, stop being shy. I was a shy kid, and being shy actually led me to post on YouTube, to find my voice. And now, oh my gosh, 12 years later, this is still my career. So I'm not going to tell you to stop doing things. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast in the past, stopping things is never helpful. If I was just to tell you, oh, you need to stop smoking. Wait, what are you going to do? You're probably going to grab a smoke because you don't know and you're anxious and you're like, I don't know what to do. No, I would tell you to start doing something. If we have a step one and a step two, and we have some type of plan, and we have a way to go off, we're a little bit more confident in our choices. We know where to step. But if we're just told, hey, stop doing this in general, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? It's not going to be good. And I also want to preface that as a 28-year-old, I can't go back and be a teenager. This is a list of things that maybe I wish I knew when I was younger. It's not something that I would necessarily go back and change, okay? I am who I am now, and I'm very happy and thankful to be me. And at the time, I wasn't. I was not thankful to be me. I was not thankful to be here as a teenager. And that's why I want to share this, is because maybe it's going to get you to either live your life, if you're a teenager, a little differently, or maybe it's going to help you, if you're a little bit older, to look back on your life as a teenager a little bit differently. Okay, let's start with my list. Number 1, when you feel anxious, leave the room. This is a little specific, but I remember my first anxiety attack. I was going into religion class, and I was giving a presentation. I went to a Catholic high school, but don't worry, this isn't going to be religious if you're not religious. I was just giving a presentation, and this class was mandatory, and I've never, ever, ever felt anxiety in my life before. And I was in grade 9, or 9th grade for the Americans. And I remember going in there, and I was just about to walk up to present, and I couldn't open my mouth. And I could barely breathe. And I looked at the teacher. Her name was Miss Bennett. And I just shook my head. And she's like, okay, let's go outside. And we walked out of the class. And she said, come back at lunch. Don't worry about this now. Come back to lunch and you can present just in front of me. And this was a group presentation. So I was actually presenting with my best friend, and it was really hard. It was a hard thing, because not only was I dealing with myself, but I was also dealing with how it would affect others. And leaving that room, having my teacher separate me from that class, oh, that saved me. That really, really helped. And so now when And I don't think I realized it how much it helped back then. So now when I'm feeling anxious, I change my environment. And so if I was to, you know, give advice to any teenager out there, if you're feeling anxious, change your heart rate, change your environment, change the way something feels, touch something and make it a little bit different. If you need air, go outside and breathe. And I know that's hard to say because you can't always get up out of class. But that helped me so much, is just changing where I am and having a teacher to do so. And I know teachers suck, but there's a lot of teachers that just saved my life. There's a teacher that gave me an A for my writing, and now I have three books working on my fourth. There is Miss Bennett, who helped me understand my anxiety. And long down the road, I figured out, okay, yeah, changing your environment does help. So yeah, when you're anxious, leave the room. And it doesn't mean always have to mean physically. Maybe it's mentally. Maybe it's I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm feeling anxious and I'm like, okay, let's picture me playing hockey because that's something that I've always loved to do and I can't think about anything else while doing it, and that's just something that really relaxes me. Maybe the room's in your mind. Take some space. And now on to number two. Act on change and do it immediately. You see, growing up, I would really think about things. And I feel like majority of people did. But I would think about them instead of like following my gut. And I would overthink and process every possible outcome, which I guess essentially is anxiety. But I wouldn't even act on it. And it's not because I didn't want to do it. It was just because I guess I didn't feel good enough if I was going to do it. And now as I've gotten older, I've noticed that if I've thought about it, like if the thought occurred to me and it's in my gut and I do it, I'm 10 times happier. I'm 10 times more relieved. I'm 10 times more thankful that I did it instead of being like, I should go for a run. But if I go for a run, then I'm going to be like sweaty, and then I got to shower, and then I'm going to have to do this, and like maybe I'm going to be too tired, or maybe my run's not going to be as good, and then I don't go for a run. But the days where I get up, I'm like, I should go for a run. I go for a run. I'm 10 times better. I feel 10 times better. And it's not because I went for a run or that I'm working out. It's because I'm living in the moment. Right? And so to make it really specific and to really out myself here, growing up, I was a very shy kid. I was very easily embarrassed. Embarrassed, oh, that is my worst enemy. And I still to date, that's my worst fear, is just being embarrassed. I absolutely hate it. And I remember I had to go to summer school because I got a concussion and I missed a lot of school and I failed my math class because I couldn't think. And then I had to go to summer school, and in order to pass that, I had to, you know, do math, but I had a concussion at the same time. So I sat there and I just like the numbers were flying around in the air because I couldn't focus because I had a concussion. Anyways, I'm sitting in there and there's no AC and I'm in summer. It's the summer and I'm in school and I wore a sweater and I was so embarrassed that I'd sweat, that I'd leave the sweater on so that nobody could see that I was sweating, even though I was sweating because I had a sweater on. But in the moment, if I was like, hey, I need to take my sweater off, and I took it off, then I wouldn't have sweat at all. I would be like, oh, I'm getting warm, take it off, and then I'd probably stop being warm. But no, I kept it on because I was worried about how people think of me. Maybe I had a sweat mark, and to be honest with you, I'd still probably think that too. I was like, okay, people are going to look at me funny. I would still think that today. So that's not what I would change. What I would change is just acting on it in the moment. That's it. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I have a question for you. What are your self-care must-haves that you cannot miss? That if you miss them, it just throws off the entire day. I'll tell you mine. I call it HENS. Yeah, like a chicken hens. So that stands for hydration, exercise, nutrition, and sleep, which I know sounds lame, but those are the things that if I miss out on one, the following lacks. If I don't get my hydration, then I'm not going to be able to exercise as hard. And if I don't exercise as hard, then I'm not going to be able to eat properly for my nutrition. And if I don't have good nutrition, then I have trouble sleeping. So to keep my head level and to stay on track with all of this, because there's life that gets in the way sometimes. So I have incorporated therapy into my routine. Speaking with a BetterHelp therapist allows me to get these emotions and these things and these issues off my mind. And it benefits me more because it gets them out of the way rather than them creating barriers. So if you find something is getting in your way of your self-care must-haves, then maybe therapy with BetterHelp should be something that you consider. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do to start is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode. And now going on to number three. Like your own things. Nerd out about your own things instead of following along just because your friends are doing it. And that's okay. I'm not saying that you can't have the same interests as your friends. That's completely fine. But have your own as well. When I was growing up, I liked certain things just because my friends did. And that kind of like took place into having my own interests and being who I am. And it wasn't until, you know, maybe like 12th grade or so, which I guess I'm still a teenager, but you know, you're nearing the end of your teenage years. I was a social butterfly. That's an award that I won in high school, if you believe it or not, even being a shy kid. But the reason why is because I was friends with a bunch of different people, because by that year, I was jumping around and I would have friends that were in computer tech class, because I was kind of like, I loved technology. I loved taking photos. I was in photography class because I had a camera. I had a laptop. I was into like playing some video games and watching YouTube. And then I also had friends who were jocks because I grew up playing sports. And I also had, you know, friends who were in drama class. I didn't act, but I absolutely loved, you know, writing and poetry and everything like that. And I was bouncing around and there were so many things that I did like, but I wish I liked it earlier, I guess. I always remember I had one friend, and I didn't just have one friend, but I had a friend that absolutely loved certain things. They were so, so in love with certain things, and they were very confident about it. And I think that's what spoke more to me, is the confidence behind it. They were like, this is what I love. And that's it. And having that confidence in yourself. And I think it's easier because it's something that you like doing. So it could be, I love Pokemon cards. And it's an object. So it's easier to have confidence in an object than in yourself. But having that love towards that thing, I was so envious of this kid because I didn't have anything that I was like, this is what I love. And it wasn't something else that like all of my friends liked. Being just that unique, I don't know, it seems so special to me. It seems so lovely. And then as I got older, obviously in like the 12th grade, I found things that I liked, and I just happened to like a lot of different things. It wasn't just one thing. I liked a lot of different things, and that connected me with a lot of different people. And it made me realize that community is super important. You know, having a great community around you and having the community for certain things that you like. So now I always suggest, like, if you're feeling lost and you want to make new friends, go to a run club, go to a pickleball club, go to these things, because at that club, there's going to be a community, and a community is friendship and it's support and it's love, and it's something that we all need. And now, folks, we're going on to number four. And number four is be all in. one of the things that I look back on now is I wish I went all in on something. I wish I went all in. And I know it would have broke my heart if it didn't turn out. But it also could have been the best decision I've ever made in my whole entire life. Like, obviously, I don't know. But I wish I went all in. And I did come from a family that was a very hardworking family to make the money, to make ends meet. And I'm so thankful that my parents were so supportive. Like, I played all the sports growing up. I'm just so thankful. But what they taught me was to not put all your eggs in one basket, because we needed to make some ends meet and everything like that. But I do wish I put all eggs in one basket. I look back and like that, yeah, that's what I wish I did. And I guess I did do that with my career. But that wasn't necessarily the one thing that I was thinking of. So I grew up a hockey player, and now I'm looking at hockey players now, and there's young kids that are 18 and they're amazing at this sport. And I'm looking at their training, and it's like, they went to the gym every single day. They went on the ice every single day. They shot pucks every single day. They went all in. And compared to me, I was playing hockey because that's when I had a scheduled time slot. I went to the gym because my team had a time slot in the gym. I wasn't doing anything special. I was just playing a sport that I loved, and I didn't think much of it. I didn't think I could go anymore all in. And I'm envious now. I'm looking at these players, these young kids, and like they're all in. They have no backup plan. Their eggs are in the basket and they're ready to go. And yeah, I'm envious of it, not just because they've succeeded, but because they're doing something that they loved and they're passionate about it. And I think it almost makes life seem a little bit easier because there's one clear path. This is what I want to do. And maybe it's because right now I'm, you know, on social media, I'm working a job of like, there's like five different platforms to post on, and you got to post like 3 to 5 times a week on it. And there's just so many different things going on. And maybe the simplicity of being all in on one thing is what's really attractive to me. But yeah, if you're a teenager, maybe this isn't the best advice. Maybe you're a parent and you're like, Joey, don't say this. But I think being all in is something it's just beautiful. And maybe that's me thinking with the sport mindset, but I don't know. Maybe if you wanted to be a scientist, be all in and being a scientist. Maybe you want to go to the Olympics, be all in. And if it doesn't work out, then yeah, you're going to have your heart broken, but at least you're doing something you loved, something you were passionate about. And finally, number 5. But before we go on to it, I do want to say thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I really, really appreciate you for being here. And if you're listening on Spotify, if you can take the 2 seconds and rate this with a 5-star review, it truly, truly helps me be able to do this for a little longer. So thank you. And back to the podcast. 5. I wish I asked my parents how they were doing. Yeah. It's hard in the moment, you know, like they're taking care of you. And in the moment, your parents are like the devil and the angel all at the same time. They're controlling, but they're loving. And you don't really look at them as your parents, in a sense. You kind of look at them differently in each specific moment. If they tell you you're wrong for doing something, you're looking at them with like this hatred. And if they tell you they're proud of you, you look at them with love. But you're not really always looking at them as like, this is the person who made it possible for me to be here. I wonder how they are. I had this one friend growing up, and I guess I've said this before, but I'm very inspired by the people around me. I had this one friend growing up, and they would call their parents by their first name, which I don't know. I find that's a little weird. But they would talk to each other like they're best friends. They would ask them, it could be raunchy stuff too. It could, they could be talking about like girlfriends and boyfriends, but they would just be so in the moment. And it's like, how does that make you feel to ask your parents that and actually hear them? Or ask them, hey, mom, do you miss your mom? Or what was your favorite thing growing up? Ask your parents questions. That's one thing that, you know, I was so caught up in this world of my own that things weren't going right. I needed things to go right. I was so anxious and I needed things to be the way they were. And I was so worried and so self-centered that I missed out on being inspired and hearing more about my parents and the reason they are here and what makes them them. And I say this now because in the past year, I've been renovating my house with my father, and he's opened up to me more than I've ever imagined. And I'm so thankful. And it just hit me that I'm like, I would know so much more if I started asking questions earlier. And that, folks, are the five things that I wish I knew when I was a teenager. I wish I maybe would have done differently, or things that I just am more inspired to think about now. And if you're listening to this when you're 28 like me, I hope maybe this helps you look back on life a little bit differently. Or if you're listening to this when you're a teenager, I hope this makes you look at the now a little bit differently, or maybe how you're feeling a little bit differently, or provide you some comfort in the fact that, hey, maybe I you sweat through your sweater too, but you don't want to take it off and you're just like me. I hope this makes you feel safe, and thank you very much for listening to this. And if you are listening this far, I really appreciate you. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with DampRid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on DampRid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save.